The most exciting part of a vacation stay at a home rental? Easy. It's being greeted upon arrival with a rusted lockbox affixed to the underside of a stranger's condo. Yeah, you simply twist knobs, click gears, jiggle it, and then rip it off its moorings, and voila! Your prize is a key to a questionable home rental and maybe tetanus. When you just want to get your vacation started by actually getting into your room, it matters where you stay. At Hilton, we deliver your key right to your phone on the Hilton Honors app. Hilton for the stay.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Well, if you love the thought of never, ever running out of hot water, no matter how many teenagers are in your household, then tankless water heaters are the answer. They save energy, they've got many safety features, and they never, ever run out.
For an update on how far tankless technology has come and what they can do for your home, we welcome Eric Ashley, the product development manager for Navien, one of the leading HVAC manufacturers in the country. Welcome, Eric.
Hi, Tom and Leslie. Thank you guys for having me on today.
I want to start by talking with you about how tankless differs from a tank water heater. I think one of the issues with water heaters is that, you know, we love our water heater, we use it every day until it dies, and then we're in a full-blown panic to get it replaced. And I think at that time, it's really difficult for folks to have the wherewithal to think about the technology that's out there today and what it could do for them. So I thought it would be a good idea to spend some time talking about the differences between tank and tankless water heaters. So where do we begin?
One big thing I think you hit on there is, you know, a lot of people don't realize that their water heater needs to be replaced until it fails. And actually, Energy Star and the Department of Energy have done a survey throughout North America. And what they found is that the vast majority of homeowners, their water heater is over 10 years old. So it's in that critical stage of when it's going to fail and need to be replaced. And they're proactively promoting early replacement because, you know, not only is your existing water heater, you know, going to flood wherever it's at, but it's probably a lot less efficient than a newer version of a tank, or even if you went to a tankless or a condensing tankless.
And that's really the main difference, because tankless water heaters heat on demand. So you're only heating the water that you use, and you're heating it when you use it. Tanked water heaters, on the other hand, keep that water hot 24/7, whether you need it or not, and that uses a lot of energy.
Yep, that's correct. Most tanks are probably in the 60% efficient range, where the least efficient tankless water heater is going to be about 82% or 0.82 EF, and all the way up to, which our units are condensing units, that are up to 0.99.
So now when you're talking about the different types of water heating, you're talking about condensing versus non-condensing. I think a lot of people, they think of air conditioning when they hear condensing. So where does that really come into play with water heating, and what's the difference?
Yeah, so with a non-condensing water heater for tankless, what it does is it only has a single heat exchanger. And if your unit has 199,000 BTUs, you're basically using 199,000 BTUs to heat your water, and it's giving you a set flow rate of guaranteed hot water. And with the non-condensing unit, you have very high exhaust temperatures that are in the probably 300 to 400 degree range, and that's all wasted energy. So on a non-condensing unit that's about 82% efficient, you're wasting a lot of capturable heat or preheating, and that's what a condensing unit does. Is in a condensing tankless water heater, you have two heat exchangers inside the unit. You have a primary and a secondary, and the primary functions exactly like a non-condensing unit does. But on the secondary heat exchanger, we trap and capture the flue gas temperature. So on our units, our exhaust temperature is between about 105 and 100 degrees Fahrenheit. So we're taking out about from anywhere 200 to 300 extra degrees out of the exhaust, which increases the efficiency of the unit.
Yeah, that definitely would make a big difference. Now, there are tankless water heaters that are steel, stainless steel specifically, and those that are copper for the heat exchanger materials. What is the difference between those two materials? I mean, I think folks are most familiar with copper because it's part of the plumbing system, but is stainless steel better?
Yeah, so traditionally, tankless has been made with copper heat exchangers, and then when you go to a condensing model, it'll usually be copper and stainless steel because condensate is corrosive. On our units, on our Navien units, we use stainless steel for both of our heat exchangers. our units downward fired. The benefits of using stainless steel is that hard water doesn't affect our units as much as it does our competition or other non-condensing models on the market.
I'm glad you brought that up because hard water, those folks that suffer from hard water, there have been issues with tankless water heaters becoming clogged because there's so many mineral salts in the water. So you're saying that, that stainless steel is more resistant to those clogs and therefore especially a better choice if you're on well water that might be hard.
That's correct. Anything that has some sort of heating element in it, if you have hard water, it's definitely going to affect it. That's the big reason tanks fail. You've had scale sediment build up at the bottom of it. You really don't notice any performance issue in a tank when it has scale buildup, but on a tankless unit, you're going to notice it because the water passageways are much smaller. With copper, because it's a more porous metal, you definitely have the ability for scale to attract to it a lot easier because there's areas that it can grab onto, where a more noble metal like stainless steel has less porous areas, so it's a lot smoother of a metal, and it's less likely that scale minerals are going to attach to it.
Got it. We're talking to Eric Ashley. He's a product development manager with Navien, one of the best manufacturers out there for tankless water heaters and many more appliances. Eric, I want to talk with you about return on investment. I mean, tankless water heaters are expensive, perhaps far more expensive than a tank water heater. What kind of a return on investment can a consumer expect if they take the leap?
Well, there's two sides to the ROI when you're looking at it. You know, the big thing we always like to talk about with tankless water heaters is if you use your tankless water heater like you use your tank, if you use it the exact same way, you're going to see massive payback. And it's going to be very quick in a residential application. You know, it could be from 5 years all the way up to the 15, really depends on the usage per household. But what we notice is that people love the efficiency factor. And every dollar you put in, you're really only wasting in our units between 3 cents and 1 cent, depending on which model you go with for heating water. Comes a comfort factor, though. When you know that you can take now a 15-minute shower or you can fill your bathtub up 3 times in a row. You know, that's really where I think a lot of people are looking at tankless as they invest in it because they want the green factor, but then it becomes a comfort factor. And when people experience that, there's definitely a different mindset. You know, it no longer becomes about the cost savings, but it's more about the comfort lifestyle that it provides and the savings while you're producing the water.
Good advice. Eric Ashley, the product development manager for Navien. Eric, thank you so much. That was very informative and gives us a good idea of the benefits of tankless technology to save energy and, most importantly, never ever run out of hot water. Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. If you'd like to check out Navien's products, head on over to their website. It's spelled Navien, Navien.com. That's Navien.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.